Steps to actually do the technique. Step number one. As with all techniques, meditate daily and ban stress from your life. This will open the channels. Step number two. Try at night to hear everything you can, like the breath of your spouse, the ticking of a clock, maybe some crickets outside or frogs. Really focus on everything. Now, focus deeper on the sounds that are more subtle. Step number three. Practice this every night to sharpen your hearing. I personally started to put earplugs in my ears after a while to test my psychic hearing. That's when it happened. I started to hear sounds that I normally could not possibly hear. Step number four. Now you can do the same with psychic seeing. Try to see everything you can in the dark. This will sharpen your vision. Every time you receive a message, even if it's just a thought, say thank you. The psychic ability to hear voices or see visions is mystical and trance-like. It occurs more and more frequently if you open up to it. This psychic ability has a rich tradition and runs deep throughout the threads of time and through all cultures from around the world. Spiritual seances often utilize this technique to conjure and communicate with the spirit world and crossed-over souls. How to practice with friends. After practicing the technique for a while, you can meet with like-minded friends to see how far you are. You can set up sort of a séance. A nice twist to the experience would be if everybody puts earplugs in their ears to make sure it's psychic hearing. Sit in a circle, have some meditative music playing, and start to get yourself in a meditative state, and later into a trance-like state. You can use the personal beach of time or just focus on something in the middle of the circle. It can be anything. A crystal ball might be nice, or a precious stone. State your intent clear in your mind, such as, "What would you like me to know?" Once you're finished, you can exchange your experience. The nice thing about practicing with like-minded friends is that the energy is multiplied and might result in more intense experiences. Seeing visions and/or hearing voices of angels or entities shared in a circle of like-minded friends can help you understand, explore, or soundboard your gift with others. On your spiritual, personal journey, this might be your specialty or just one of the many skills and talents that you get to master throughout your process. If you want to take advantage of your medium-like hearing skills for your own benefit and for the benefit of others, there is nothing standing in your way. Becoming aware or hearing the message is just half of the process. Making sense of its meaning and significance is what it's all about. A good way to interpret meanings is to write down what you hear right away without analyzing it. Then read it to your friends and see how you understand it.